Precious child of God, you're welcome to yet another powerful sermon from Reverend Sidney Alamensa. Reverend Sidney is the head pastor of God is Our Light Church, City of His Presence. He is a man of God who operates in the healing, prophetic, and teaching ministries. Today, the man of God takes us through a powerful sermon titled, Breaking the Spirit of Complacency. Stay tuned and be blessed.
Amen. Tonight we want to deal with a particular topic which is very important for us beginning of this year. Amen. Trusting God that God will bless you, God will touch you, and He will speak to you as well. Amen. It's a beautiful Wednesday evening. The doing of the Lord. Amen. First thing we want to deal from the beginning of this year, to touch on complacency. Tonight I want to teach the topic, breaking the spirit of complacency. Breaking the spirit of complacency. Breaking the spirit of complacency. First thing that we have to do this year, because the Lord have said that I'm going to do a lot of things for you. The Lord says, I'm going to shift you to the next level of your life. The Lord says, financially, I'm going to shift some of you financially. Mind-blowing testimony. Miracles. But before we walk into that dimension, there is something that the Lord says we have to deal with. And that has to do with complacency. Because there are times where when God starts to do something in your life and you start on that road that leads to prominence and that road that leads to success. And sometimes you can physically see that this is what God is doing in my life. You can attest to it that this is the kind of experience that I'm having right now that has to do with God. But all of a sudden, something breaks you out of what God wants to do. And the Lord is saying that this year, I'm going to do something spectacular in your life. But whilst I'm doing that thing that which is spectacular in your life, there is something that you would have to break from you. Because other than that, when you are on the pathway to success and on the pathway to breakthrough, and fall short. And you see, the truth of the matter is that there are many times that in the beginning of the year, when we have made remarkable resolutions and we have spoken to God, and God also has spoken to us, not one-sided conversation, one-sided communication, but when we speak to God, God also speaks to us. And when God speaks to us, God decides to do His part of the bargain whilst He sees you through this turbulence in life. But all of a sudden, it looks like there is something called complacency that now comes into it, and you are like, you look back to like, excuse me, we are in April, and you look back to February, and you realize that God started to do something for you in February. But you look back and you are like, what happened to me? Hallelujah. And that's what we want to deal with tonight. Is breaking the spirit of complacency. It is not physical, it is a spirit. Because you can start with a momentum and all of a sudden you are down. Someone say complacency. And I believe that the first thing that God expects from us is for us to get out of our comfort zone. Hallelujah. So indeed, if you want to come out of complacency, number one, you have to look at getting out of your comfort zone. Getting out of your comfort zone. Getting out of your comfort zone is very, very important. Because if you are so comfortable at where you are and you feel that, oh, you know what? I am okay at where I am. When God wants to do something new in your life, you can't see it. You can't feel it. Because you are comfortable at where you are. Am I communicating? So it's very important that number one, For us to get out of our comfort zone, for us to get out of complacency, we need to get out of what? Of our comfort zone. We should not be comfortable at the place we are in life. Am I communicating? And that is to say that you cannot just say, I am just satisfied by coming for midweek service. No. Or I am just satisfied by coming to seeker service. No. Or I'm just satisfied by coming to weekend in prayer. There has to be more. And that is why the Lord says that as we believe him, as we received our team for this year as mentorship, the Lord says that whilst we are going through mentorship, we have to believe him for more. Am I communicating? Somebody say, believe him for more. So whilst you are going to mentorship and looking at somebody and saying that he is my mentor or somebody that can mentor me into a place of prominence, you have to believe him for more. And that means that you need to kick out anything called the spirit of complacency. Be reminded that it's a spirit, because sometimes it can penetrate your life and you look back somewhere in, you are in August and you look back in July and say, ah, what happened to my life? Am I communicating? So, what we have to do as believers is that we need to get out in the street, and the experience that God gives us, we need to give to others as well. And that is what the apostles did in the book of Acts. Hallelujah. That's what they did. But before we go deeper into complacency, let's define what complacency is. Hallelujah. Amen. Complacency is a feeling of satisfaction. It's a feeling of satisfaction, especially extreme self-satisfaction. Especially extreme what? Self-satisfaction. Somebody says satisfaction. Oh, come on. Can I have church yet? Say satisfaction. That is extreme what? Satisfaction. And then it's smugness to appear very self-satisfied and pleased. That is the definition of complacency. So the feeling that you have when you are satisfied, the contentment that one feels when one has fulfilled a desire with yourself. Now, this is a bad place to get to. When you feel self-satisfied and you do not want God to do more for you. Am I communicating? You don't want God to do what more for you. You don't want God to take you to that level where he wants to take you. And you feel like, listen, I'm satisfied at where I am. You see, but sad to many of us, you know, there are times where we need to break a specific pattern. Other than that, complacency will infiltrate our life. When complacency is coming, it comes with a pattern. And you need to break that pattern. Am I communicating? Because at a point in your life, you feel, you know what, I'm okay. You know what, listen, I'm good on what I am now. But you have to realize that it's a pattern that starts in your life. And now you feel so much comfortable. And now you decide that, listen, let me just be as where I am. I want to give a typical example of somebody who can sing in the church as an example. And he or she sings so well. And anytime that person sings, people clap for her, they heal the person and all that. And she feels that, listen, I'm the best, I am the Ubuntia. Hallelujah. But then she's invited to another place and then another chorister reads a song and is like, ah, I have been comfortable for years. And you say, ah, I need to do more. Am I communicating? So there are people that get satisfied sometime doing one job and they turn down promotions. The reason why they turn down promotion is that because they are afraid to take another challenge. Am I communicating? Is it true? They are afraid to take another challenge. Sometimes I say that, Jeffrey, I want to give you a challenge. I want to give you something to do in the house of God. But I look at that thing and like, Ali, I prefer to be where I am, or I don't want to. Hallelujah. Because that challenge is going to take what? A lot out of you. If you used to sleep for 8 hours, you have to now reduce it to 4 hours. Hallelujah. Am I communicating? If I tell Pastor JC now, that I say, Pastor JC, for the next 3 months, I want you to do believer self. He has to start now calculating. Am I communicating? He has to start now. To make sure that, because the man is not even going to be in the house. His reverend minister will not be in the house that he can call and say, you know, when something came up, so daddy, I can't make it. Can you just chip in for me? Are you gonna? So people are afraid of what? Of the challenge. Am I communicating? So people will turn down promotions because of what? What is high? Some will say, that seat, no, I won't go there. Because people go there and they fail. And because when they go there, they fail, they are kicked out of the job. So I will never try that. Am I communicating? But remember that the apostles and the people of their day, they were in their comfort zone until they had to move from their comfort zone. Are you understanding me? They had to now tarry at the upper tower to receive what? Holy Ghost. And even when they received the Holy Ghost, they were comfortable at Jerusalem until a man started what? Persecuting them. Is it not true? You know, sometimes some of us will have to be persecuted to leave our comfort zone. Hallelujah. You know, I always say that not all spiritual kings are from the devil. Sometimes God can orchestrate certain things to move you from your comfort zone and place you somewhere. So sometimes you realize that sometimes you bind some demon, they don't bind, they are where they are. Because it's not a demon. It is God trying to move you from where you are to another place. Am I communicating? So it's very important that we understand that this year, if God wants to do more, we have to break the spirit of what? Of complacency. Am I communicating? Hallelujah. So that is to say that go to work, come home, go to work, and you do the same thing in and out. It cannot be like that. It cannot be doing what? The same thing what? In and out. Tap somebody, high five, say, you have to do something new. You know, I'm somebody that in my hall, maybe somebody will say you don't have the king size, chest. But I try as I always change the seating almost about every month or every. It's the same chest, but I move this the long one here. I move to the two here and all that because if I move it, it becomes what new to me. Am I communicating? Hallelujah. When you enter the hall or you enter the place, you realize that something is new. That is why there are times where people have about 3 curtains and they will want to change. Because when changes come, there is a sense of what? Of newness. Am I communicating? That is why the Lord says, I'm about to do something new in your life. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. So it took Jesus 3 years and his death to get these disciples to understand that there's something important has to happen to their life. Something important has to happen to their life. You see, as a church, we cannot grow if we are complacent. Write it. Number two, churches or a church cannot grow if we are complacent. We cannot grow if we are complacent. Because if all the time we do not want to improve and grow, people don't like improvement. Hallelujah. Amen. When pastor changes a fan that is not blowing, we say, pastor, you are wasting money. Hallelujah. Amen. If pastor changes a carpet that is worn, we say, pastor, why are you changing our? This carpet we've been sleeping on it all the time. There are certain people that do not want to embrace what newness in their life. And as a matter of that, it's because they are comfortable at what and where they are. Am I communicating? The Bible says that the sons of the prophet, one of the sons of the prophet, woke up, He said that where we are is too small. We need to what? We need to move out. This where we are is too what? Is too small. Hallelujah. So people will not be healed and delivered if they are complacent. And we can't leave church thinking that, you know, Ole, well, God didn't want to do anything in our lives. No. It is because we are comfortable at where we are. But you see, in 2024, this year, the Lord says that if you move out of your comfort zone, I am about to do something new. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. And that's what God wants to do. God wants to do something not just in a mantle, every day in your life. I'm telling you, every day God can do something new. You can count your blessings and name them one by one. You can do that. Because he wants you to get out of your... Listen, God gave me a word. This wasn't it. He says that, come tell your people that I have given you prophetic words. He says that for it to run, not walk, for the prophetic words to run in your life, you have to move out of your comfort zone. Because I am about to do what? Something what? New. I want you to say this after me. If I get satisfied with that good feeling, I will stay where I am. Hallelujah. Some say, you know what? It's fine. And that's what Peter told Jesus. He said, let's pitch a tent for Moses. Let's pitch a tent for Elijah. At the Mount of Transfiguration. He said, let's pitch a tent for them. He said, it's fine here. I mean, welcome my brothers. Let's be here and all that. But there are times in our life, I'm telling you, God wants to do something, but we have to kill the spirit of what? Complacency. We are too powerful and we can overcome anything that comes against us. Look at somebody say, you are too powerful. Hallelujah. Elisha wasn't satisfied with being with Elijah. Remember, Elisha was not what? Satisfied with what? Being what? Elijah. He wanted what? Double, more. Am I communicating? One of our pastors posted something of one renowned man of God in this country. He said, this year, more. Hallelujah. And sometimes you wonder, after going through some turbulence in 2023, and this year is election year, and the Lord say more. So sometimes you are thinking that how is this possible? But there is a songwriter that said, is there anything? You remember? Anything too hard for? Yeah. Is there anything too hard for him? Am I communicating? So Elisha, although he worked with Elijah, he wanted more. And this is, I want us to look at some of the things that Elijah did, some of the miracles that he did. Let's look at 1 Kings 17 verse 1. 1 Kings 17 verse 1. Here are some of the miracles in the career. I call them in the career of Elijah. Jesus. 1 Kings, right? 1 Kings chapter 17 verse 1. It says that, are you there? Can any of the pastors read for me? You have a microphone? It's a more interactive service. Let's do that.
1 Kings chapter 17.
Yes, sir.
Verse 1.
Can we get the other microphone?
1 Kings chapter 17, verse 1. Now Elijah the Tishbite from Tishbe in Gilead said to Ahab, as the Lord, the God of Israel lives, whom I serve, there will be neither dew nor rain in the next few years, except at my word.
There will be neither what dew nor what
rain in the next few years.
So one of the miracles that Elijah... Look, stay with me, okay? Let's look at the miracles that Elijah did. One of the miracles he did was that he caused rain to what? Cease. From nowhere, they said that... Read again. It says what? Elijah what? The Tishbite.
The Tishbite.
Did he mention his mother's name? A man came from... Hallelujah. Elijah the Tishbite. It says from Tishbe in what?
Gilead.
In Gilead. And he just said to Ahab, he said that there shall be no rain. And this was a miracle that what Elijah did. In 1 Kings 17 verse 4. Go to verse 4 for me.
Verse 4.
Uh-huh.
And I read. You will drink from the brook, and I have ordered the ravens to feed you there.
And I have ordered the raven. You see, the Lord gave me a word. It says that this year, it says that as you teach your people, and you let them know that as we go to a season of mentorship, and God wants to do more for you, he says that I will provide for you where you least expect it.
Amen.
I will provide for you. Hallelujah. I will provide for you. Amen. He says that, and ravens came what? To feed him. Listen, the man did so many miracles. The Bible says in verse 14, go to verse 14 for me. He says he did another miracle.
Verse 14.
Uh-huh.
For this is what the Lord, the God of Israel says.
The God of Israel says.
The jar of flour will not be used up.
Uh-huh.
And the jar of oil will not run dry until...
Another miracle by Elijah. Until what?
Until the day the Lord gives rain on the land.
Someone see another miracle.
Another miracle.
This is another miracle. Listen, and all this time, remember, there was a man who was following him. His name was what?
Elisha.
Elisha. Elisha was following him all this while, and he saw this. Man of God, go to 18. No, go to 22 for me. 17, 22.
Verse 22.
Uh-huh. Another miracle.
The Lord heard Elijah's cry.
Uh-huh.
And the boy's life returned to him.
And the boy's life returned to him. There was somebody who was with Elijah at that time. His name was what? Elisha. Tell you, the guy was there. The guy saw all this. Listen, jump for me. Go to 1838. First Kings. Same First Kings. 1838. He did another miracle.
18 verse 38.
Uh-huh.
Then the fire of the Lord fell and burned up the sacrifice.
He called fire from heaven to burn what? Sacrifice. Who was there?
Elisha.
Elisha. Are you following? Go to 45 for me. Another miracle.
Verse 45. Meanwhile, the sky grew black with clouds. The wind rose.
Yes.
A heavy rain came on and Ahab rode off to Jezreel.
So the man that prophesied and said there will be no rain, another miracle happened, and then there was what? There was rain. Someone say another miracle.
Another miracle.
I say this year, we shall taste the goodness of God. I'm telling you, another miracle. And at all this time the miracle were happening, this man called what?
Elisha
was there. Somebody say he was there.
Was there.
Jump to me. Let's see another miracle in 21:22.
Verse 21:22.
Yes, sir.
And I read. Elijah went before the people and said, how long will you waver between two opinions?
Yes.
If the Lord is God, follow him.
Mm-hmm.
But if Baal is God, follow him.
If Baal is God, what?
Follow him.
Follow him.
But the people said nothing.
Yes, sir.
22. Then Elijah said to them, I am the only one of the Lord's prophets left.
Yes.
But Baal has 450 prophets.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Hallelujah. One man, because of God, did another miracle, and then he would destroy all the Baal prophet. Am I communicating? Go to verse 23 for me. Continue.
Verse 23.
Another miracle.
Get two bulls for us. Let them choose one for themselves, and let them cut it into pieces and put it on the wood, but not set fire to it. I will prepare the other bull and put it on the wood, but not set fire to it. 24. Then you call on the name of your God.
Exactly.
And I will call on the name of the Lord. The God who answers by fire.
The God who answers, continue.
By fire. He is God.
Yes.
Then all the people said, what you say is good. 25. Elijah said to the prophet of Baal, choose one of the bulls and prepare it first. Since there are many of you.
Yes.
Call on the name of your God.
Call on the name of... Listen, if you continue, they called on the name of their God. They did whatever. They cut themselves and everything. But nothing happened. The man prayed and then fire came and burnt. Listen, all tired in swegusu. And he jabbed to him. Remember, there was a certain man there, Elijah. Am I communicating? Let's go to 2 Kings 2:8. 2 Kings 2:8.
2 Kings chapter 2, verse 8.
Yes, sir.
And I read. Elijah took his cloak, rolled it up, and struck the water with it.
Another miracle happened. He parted the what? The Jordan. And Elisha was what? Was there.
Was there.
Hallelujah. Now travel to verse 10 for me.
Verse 10.
After being with his master, Elijah, for all this while, seeing all these miracles, the guy was not complacent. Why? He was not comfortable at his comfort zone. Listen, if Elisha was comfortable, this verse would not have been there. Am I communicating? This would not have been there. Man of God, pastor, read for us. It says that what?
Verse 10.
Uh-huh.
You have asked a difficult thing.
A difficult thing. Elijah said,
uh-huh. Yet if you see me when I am taken from you, it will be yours.
It will be yours.
Otherwise not.
Otherwise not. Hallelujah. And we realize that after... Go to verse 11. Read verse 11.
Verse 11.
Uh-huh.
As they were walking along and talking together, suddenly a chariot of fire and horses of fire appeared and separated the two of them.
Yes, sir.
And Elijah went up to heaven in a whirlwind.
Uh-huh.
12.
Yes.
Elijah saw this and cried out.
Elijah saw this and what? And listen, hold on for me, Pastor. Listen, if the guy was comfortable with all these things, remember, he asked for what? Double. That means that he had already an unction. Hallelujah. But he wanted what? Double of what was upon what? His master upon him. And this has to do with what? Breaking the spirit of what? Complacency. Not feeling that I'm just comfortable. Are you understanding me? Like, man of God, you know, I can preach, I am okay. You know, like I started some business, I'm getting some sales, I'm fine. I cannot break that barrier. It cannot happen. And in 2024, the Lord says, I do a new thing, but you have to break the spirit of what? Complacency. And he did what? What happened, Pastor?
Verse 12.
Uh-huh.
Elisha saw this and cried out, my father, my father.
My father, my father.
The chariots and horsemen of Israel.
That's right.
And Elisha saw him no more.
And Elisha saw him no more.
Then he took hold of his own clothes and tore them apart.
Next verse.
13. He picked up the cloak that had fallen from Elijah and went back and stood on the bank of the Jordan.
Yes.
14. Then he took the cloak that had fallen from him,
yes,
and struck the water
and
with it.
And struck the water with it. Uh-huh.
Where now is the Lord, the God of Elijah? He asked.
Yes, sir.
When he struck the water, it divided to the right and to the left.
And he crossed over. And he crossed over. Somebody said, I will break the spirit of completion. Listen, I want to believe it's a good place to just clap your hands and... Listen, the reason why I'm taking you chronologically here is for you to understand that the guy was with him all this while. He saw the miracle. Do you understand? I had a story about one of our fathers, you know, who is passed on, Prophet Amwako. There were so many people that were around him. But one man of God, the one guy who was not even a man of God, decided to tap the unction on his life And the unction fell upon him, and God started using him greatly. God says, I do a new thing, but you cannot be comfortable. No, where you are. Am I communicating? Now, when Elisha receives what? The double portion. Let's look a bit about what God did in Elisha's life. Listen, anytime you break the spirit of complacency and you move from your comfort zone, oh, chale, media, okay, media, you know, this is fine, I'm good, I'm done, this is fine. If you break that spirit of complacency, I'm telling you, there will be gushing of waters, spiritual waters that will propel you to the next level of your life. Listen, if we have been complacent, we will not be where we are now. Even a city of his presence, we will not be where we are. Some will come and speak to you. You know what? It's okay. It's fine. Listen, where you are, it's fine. It's fine. Just maintain that level. Maintain. They will even start, you know, how writing a song for you. Maintain level. Maintain level. Maintain level. Hallelujah. But I remember there was a program that we went, it said changing levels. And there are times where you have to what? Change levels, like, you see, sometimes when you are driving, I mean, most of you drive here. When you are driving and somebody is in front of you, and all that you have to do is to what? Is to change lanes. Are you understanding me? Because you are so much in a hurry to embrace something. And you have to what? You have to change lanes. And look at what God did in the life of Elisha. Go to 2 Kings for me. 2 verse 14. We've read that, right? Go to 21. Sorry. Start from 21.
21. Then he went out to the spring and threw the salt into it, saying...
When he broke out of what? Complacency. And when he broke out from being at the comfort zone... Now look at what the Lord did for. So you see, the truth of the matter is that when you come out of your comfort zone and you embrace what God wants to do for you, I'm telling you, he will never fail you. God will absolutely never fail you, because he can see the desire and the passion that you want more of him. You want him to do more for you. Ah. Look at what happened. Man of God, Pastor, read for us.
21, then he went out to the spring.
Then he went out to what?
The spring.
Uh-huh.
And threw the salt into it.
And threw a salt into it. Uh-huh.
Saying, this is what the Lord says.
This is what the Lord says.
I have healed this water.
I have healed this water.
Never again.
Hey, Elisha. Charlie. Elisha. Now, after Jordan, look at what's happening to him. Listen, this is what God can do in our lives when we break the spirit of complacency. You know what some of the prophet told? He said, do you know your master is leaving you? He could have said, you know what? I carry small oil. Listen, begin to move from the place of I carry small to I want to carry. It's not a bad prayer at all. Hallelujah. That I also want to carry more. Listen, where I am in life, I want more. I want more. This year, levels will change. Levels will change this year. Let's travel. 24. Go to 24 for me.
24. He turned around.
He turned around.
Looked at them.
Yeah.
And called down a curse on them in the name of the Lord.
He called down a curse. How sharp he even was. Go to verse 3, verse 17 for me. It started happening. Miracles upon miracles. Miracles upon miracles. 17.
For this is what the Lord says.
Yes.
You will see neither wind nor rain.
Yeah.
Yet this valley will be filled with water.
Yet valley will be filled with water.
And you,
Nana,
your cattle, and your other animals will drink. Amen.
Pastor Elisha. The valley will be filled with what? Now it started there. When the guy broke from complete, started there. Now miracles upon, somebody say miracles upon miracles. Say miracles upon miracles. Miracles upon miracles. Miracles upon miracles. Listen, travel to 2 Kings 4:4 and look at another miracle. When you break from the spirit of complacency, from your comfort zone, God begins to do something more for you. He begins to do something new for you. 4:4, 2 Kings 4:4.
Verse 4.
Uh-huh.
Then go inside and
go inside and shut the door behind you
and your sons.
Uh-huh.
Pour oil into all the jars.
Ah.
And as each is filled, put it to one side.
Somebody say miracles of vessels of oil.
Miracles of vessels of oil.
This is what God can do when you break the spirit of complacency. God can multiply for you. Not only did God do only that in him, but if you travel to verse 16, God did something again. Verse 16 of 2 Kings.
Verse 16.
Yeah.
About this time next year.
About this time. Mm. Who would have thought that Elisha will also be in that place to prophesy and tell a woman that tomorrow about this time? Yeah, this year, nyamin yamau. Whilst you break the spirit of complacency. Listen, you can stand bold with your hands on your chest and say, I believe that this is the doing of the Lord, not the doing of man. When I see this thing happening in my life, it's no man, but it's God. And we'll give the credit to God and not to man. He deserves all the glory. But the spirit of complacency would have to be broken. It has to be broken by one understanding that the paramount foundation of it is that I need to get out of my comfort zone. Get out of what? Of my
comfort zone.
Comfort zone. Look at another miracle, 43. Go to 43 for me. The guy was doing miracles upon miracles here and there. Uh-huh.
How can I set this before 100 men?
Mm.
His servant asked. But Elisha answered, give it to the people to eat. For this is what the Lord says. They will eat and have some left over.
They will eat and have. Do you see Jesus perform that miracle? Somebody say miracles of bread.
Miracles of bread.
Miracle. Listen, they will say they will eat and what?
And have some left over.
And have some what left over. Listen, God says that as the same as Elisha was not comfortable. Oh, you know, sometimes you can be with somebody and not get the blessing from that person. Because you see with your carnal eyes, but you are not seeing with what? Your spiritual eyes. Am I communicating? And that is why you have some people that live on utiu, on unetifie. Suma o sumuno, and I say suma o sumuno, o sumuno when you swadie unso. Pa unhunye o sumsum. But if you can be able to do that, then you should not be comfortable. Am I communicating? This year, we have to work hard. Am I communicating? We have to shift gear. It's like driving you. Would you acquire 3 and go further? Hallelujah. But now you say, this year, I will change to the 4th gear. Am I communicating? I remember the first time I moved the manual car. Change 1, change 2, 3, 4. The way the car was running, I changed back to 3. When I changed back to the car, boom, you know, it was no use to that. Of course, it has to slow down a bit, you know, before now you can change back. But once it's on the momentum on 4th gear, you can't just change back to 3rd gear like that. When God begins to move you and propel you like that, there is no decision to come back. You have to move by the wind that is taking you. And that is the wind of the Holy Ghost. I believe it's a good place to clap your hands. God did so much through this man that one thing that marveled me about one of his miracles. Go to 6:20 for me. 2 Kings chapter 6 verse 20. Oh, Jesus. Lord, help us this year. Help us this year.
Amen.
Help us this year.
2 Kings chapter 6 verse 20.
Yes, sir.
After they entered the city,
yes,
Elisha said, Lord, open the eyes of this man so they can see. And the Lord opened their eyes as they looked. And there they were inside Samaria.
The miracles are Elijah. Elijah had more miracles. Elisha did more miracles because he carried what? Double. And he carried double because he was not comfortable. Am I communicating? Listen, even how he got the double, he had to leave his comfort zone. I'll see until you see me. Now see, you know, you can't be comfortable to see him. You are not getting it. Hallelujah. I see, until you see me, it's not easy to see me. You have to be what? Be vigilant. You have to be close. You have to, you need to mark. Your friend is a mark time. Man marking. Are you understanding me? You mean spiritual. Because the guy could also see in us. So spiritually, he also has to be what? Be sharp. And be discerning and know that at this time, the Lord is about to take my master. And that one is not, it's not being comfortable. It's not being doing the same thing as I do. No. This year, I have to do more. Am I communicating? Hallelujah. If I sink, I have to believe God for more. But if I can believe God for more, I have to break my comfort zone. Hallelujah. Maybe I'm selling. My own is I do plain rice and stew. And then some eggs and then I add some, you know, some stuff to it. Listen, you have to break out of your comfort zone. Some say, I can't do more. I am where I am. No, you have to break out of your comfort zone. Some people move to an area and they realize that, Someone say, bridge the gap. Listen, even where I live, there was a lady. She rented a place. There was a store. She got the store. She started. Baking bread, small. Then she started adding, selling Milo, milk. Then adding oil. And all of a sudden, people just around started entering and buying. Because nobody wants to walk and go that far. But I can testify, there was a woman I knew which was a bit far off. I don't know, she could be in a comfort zone. All she was selling was the milk and the Milo. And then some, Fanta, and that was it. When the lady left recently, I passed by, I realized, Am I communicating? Listen, it cannot be the homework as usual. No. There has to be exercises as well. And I love it because at the end of the day, after getting out of his comfort zone and not just being comfortable, like I'll carry the bag of Elijah all the time, but I want double of it because I cannot let the spirit of complacency be upon my life. The final miracle that happened to the life of Elisha was in 2 Kings 13 verse 21. 2 Kings 13 verse 21. Read it for me, please.
2 Kings chapter 13,
verse 21. And I close with this.
Once while some Israelites were burying a man, suddenly they saw a band of raiders. They threw the man's body into Elisha's tomb. When the body touched Elisha's bones, the man came to life and stood up on his feet.
And stood up on his feet. Imagine saying, "Kotihona, are you comfortable?" Elijah, debia, yeah. Now I'll send so hunenza. Osumuno, ti, inko are comfortable? Say me di enka sumuna na me sumuno kekea. Kobet na honum sa. Anka that unction would have fallen upon somebody else. But I decided, say, for me, I will not be comfortable where I am. Because in Kebit me a friend, oh, sir, prophet Bawe, they be on non nam, they be on nam or ebi biaman. A bit we do when he dream, and he will be just be comfortable with that. Am I communicating? But he decided that what I want more. Listen, this year, last year, level be a obia, this year, believe God for more. We need to change levels. Yemfa, yem say slogan, I see a DB kaho. Believing God for more, changing levels. Hallelujah. We are finalizing tonight. Hallelujah. Believing God for more, changing what? Levels. We need to change levels and believe God that as God gives us what? More. So you see that we cannot settle for little. For little, if we settle for little, abundance will not come. If we settle for little, abundance will not come. Please write it down. If we settle for little, I wrote it down. If we settle for little, abundance will not come. If we settle for little, and I want to repeat it again. If we settle for little, abundance will what? Will not come. And Pastor, I want you to read this verse for me whilst we close with it. John chapter 14, verse 12 to 14. John chapter 14, verse 12 to 14.
John chapter 14.
Yes, please. The book of John. Yeah.
Verse 12 to 14. And yes, I read. Sir. I tell you the truth.
I tell you the truth.
Anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing.
Uh-huh.
He will do even greater things than these. Because I am going to the Father. Yes. 13. And I will do whatever you ask in my name.
It's a prophetic word here.
So that the Son may bring glory to the Father.
It says that, and what so let's say this together. And I will
do whatever you ask in my name.
Please repeat it after me. And I will
do whatever
you ask
in my name.
See, you break it from your comfort zone. Ye breki wea or see me bear more. But see more na me bear no. Adiam pesa o ti asie ni say, you have to what? Ask what in my name. You see, some of you pray and then you don't pray in the name of what? Of you have to end your prayer with what? In the name of what? Of Jesus. Yes, yeah. Father, we thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, we thank you. Amen. Debbie. Or see, ask what in what? In my word. In my name. Verse 14. Last verse. He says, and what?
Verse 14.
Uh-huh. If you ask in my name, uh-huh.
And I will do whatever you ask in my name.
Uh-huh.
So that the Son may bring glory to the Father.
So that the Son may bring what? Glory to the Father. Write this last thing down. For you to break the spirit of complacence, you need to understand. Little prayer plus little faith. Get little result. Little prayer plus little faith. Get little result. Little prayer plus little faith. Get what? Little result. Number two, much prayer plus much faith plus much faith equals to much result. Much prayer, much faith, much what? Result. Hallelujah. If somebody is sitting by you, I know some of you are suspect. Tell the person, this year you've not joined Zoom. Say, join Zoom. Hallelujah. And ask the person, this year have you joined Zoom? I was speaking to one of my daughters and she said, Rev, the 12 midnight waking up is not easy. Oh. I said, yeah. Anything worthy you want to believe God for, you have to work for it. It doesn't come easy like that. Am I communicating? Hallelujah. So we need to what? Believe Him for more. But it has to come with what? Hard work. Somebody say hard work. Hallelujah. So someone said that we can either live in the fire or die in the smoke. Look at somebody say, you can either live in the fire or die in the... How many of you want to die in the smoke? I mean, Listen, I prefer to live in the fire than die in this. Because in the fire, there shall be a fourth man. Because in the fire, there shall be an angel will come to rescue. Am I coming? I just don't want to die. I want to live in the fire. And in 2024, when we break the spirit of complacency, I'm telling you, wherever the fire of God is, it will follow us. It will follow our business, our career, our lives, our family, our destinies, in Jesus' mighty name. Look at somebody, say, let's never be satisfied with a status quo. I don't know how many of you, some of you are watching me now. Maybe you are satisfied. There is some place you are in life now, you are like, listen, my pimp, you know, like where I am, it's just okay. I can't go further. I'm done. It's okay. I'm done. But we need to what? Believe God for more. And I want to close with this, and I want to say that one of the main thing apart from getting out of your comfort zone is to killing mediocrity. Am I communicating? That ordinariness as a consequence of being average and not outstanding, you know, having to feel like it's ordinary, it's a common place for me. No, we have to break that spirit of what? Mediocrity. Hallelujah. Amen. And that's why I want to believe God that for us to still continue to have an encounter and allow certain folks to also be a blessing in our believer service, we want to believe God that we can start a bit late and extend the time for our believer service so people get blessed. Am I communicating? We need to break out of what? Of our comfort zone. Hallelujah. Please, I want you to bow down your head. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
We hail you. We worship. We hear.
Whilst you sing this song, you are saying, Lord, help me break out from the spirit of complacency, Jesus.
We hail you. We worship you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. That was such a powerful message from the man of God, Reverend Sidney Alamensa. I believe you have been blessed. God bless you for staying tuned to today's sermon, and Shalom.